welcome to another week of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. You guys could be listening literally to anything else on the internet, but you're listening to this. So for that reason, I'm so grateful. This week's question is, should I have close friends of the opposite sex? Should I have close friends of the opposite sex? And a little target statement as we jump into this thing is this: opposite sex friendships, like any relationship, have the potential to be super problematic or incredibly positive and fulfilling. They have the potential to be super problematic, complex, weird, strange, toxic, you name it, or frankly, really positive, fulfilling, and super awesome and edifying to our lives. I remember actually when I was 16 years old, I came to church as a result of an invite from a friend that was a girl. I wasn't going to church much. I wouldn't even consider myself a Christian at the time, but I was just coming back from football practice and her dad were just kind of driving by and she was like, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I think she was actually dating one of my best friends at the time. And I was like, "Nothing. It's just like a normal Wednesday night." And she said, "Well, my church is doing pizza or something like that. Why don't you come and hang out?" And it was through that simple invite, just from a friend who was a girl, that I actually ended up at church. And as a result of that, I got really involved in the church, got closer to her family and things like that. And there was never any romantic interest between either of us, but we just remained great friends. I mean, we went to church together. We went to school together. You know, I mean, and that was just such a big part of our lives that we remained good friends. And throughout our friendship through high school and partially through college too, she dated people and I dated other people, and it was great. And it was this awesome, edifying, platonic friendship that we had. And there was never any weird situations that happened or anything like that. So I'm like a testament to the fact that you can have a friend of the opposite sex that is solid, that is awesome, that never has to get weird or strange or romantic or anything like that. And I'm sure a lot of you listening have friends like that as well, or maybe you've had friends in the past that was like, "Hey, this was fine." Or maybe also you're listening to this episode and maybe you have gone through some complexity, some drama, some issues. Someone has confessed that they like the other person, or you found out there was ulterior motives or things just didn't end well, or whatever that case was, you found yourself in a tough spot. And so this episode is being put out to help anyone be able to navigate these types of friendships with the opposite sex in a way that's going to honor and glorify God to the highest degree. So I have five thoughts on this topic, five things that you should consider if you're going to have close friends of the opposite sex, which, spoiler alert, I think you should, but I think you should really consider some things, because like with any relationship in the world, any relationship, there's always potential pitfalls, dangers, and things we ought to look out for. So number one thing you should consider is this: we are meant to have meaningful relationships with everyone, regardless of gender, with every single person, not just of the same sex, but of the opposite sex. And think about this from a spiritual standpoint. We're going to be spending eternity in worshiping God and serving together for the rest of the eons. We are one in Christ, not male nor female, but one in Christ. It talks about in Galatians 3:28. Yes, set safeguards. We're going to get into that, how to set great boundaries and things like that. Yes, protect your reputation. Absolutely. Flee from sexual immorality and temptation, all those things. But impactful relationships in the body of Christ are paramount. They're so key, and they're so beneficial for your edification, for your encouragement, and most importantly, honoring and glorifying God. It's the way that God set it up, that it will be in heaven. Why should we avoid that on earth? We are meant to have meaningful relationships with everyone, regardless of gender. That's number one. Number two, let's break the cycle of objectifying the opposite sex and stop looking at them as just something to fulfill our lust. I think this is an issue in Christianity. It's the fact that we feel like we can't have relationships, platonic relationships with the opposite sex, because there's a potential of slipping into sexual morality. But if we stopped objectifying them and seeing them as just objects of lust, and instead viewed them in the way that God will call us to, which is brothers or sisters in Christ. That's how the Bible lays out that is how we should look at them, as image bearers of God, Genesis 1, 26-27. And let's strive for meaningful and respectful relationships with them, and having and achieving that perspective instead of just looking at them as a potential person that we could fall into sexual temptation with. I find that to be kind of a sad existence and really a flawed and sinful one. And I think God's calling us out of that, out of objectifying the opposite sex and not looking at them as just potential sexual objects. That's number two. Number three. Hey guys, before jumping back into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to this show's sponsor, Making Him Known Apparel Company. Making Him Known is run by my guy, Aaron, and Aaron does an awesome job of making apparel that draws others to Jesus. They have hoodies, tees, totes, stickers, and much more stuff coming soon, all at makinghimknown.com, which will be linked in the show notes. So if you want to support this podcast, go support Making Him Known and go get you some awesome apparel. Your relationship partner's perspective matters a ton. Respect their opinion. Your partner's opinion matters. Respect it. Honesty is the best policy in all these relationships, especially ones with the opposite sex. Listen, I've already given us, we can have friendships with them. You know, we're meant to do that. That's great. That's awesome. Let's be real for a second. If you have a partner that is uncomfortable with you being a friend with a particular person, it's probably best to heed that advice. Now, here's a caveat. If you're dating somebody and you find that they're maybe a little controlling or overbearing, you have to weigh that. You know, maybe they're just trying to cut your relationship off because they're insecure within themselves. That's something you have to weigh, and you have to figure out in your own dating relationship. And if that's the case, you should probably break up with them, but we'll do another episode on when to break up with somebody. But your relationship partner is super important and should take priority over those types of, you know, gosh, those kind of irrelevant things where it's like, don't Snapchat this person or don't text this person as much. Like, cool. Like, come up with boundaries in alignment with what the comfort level of your relationship partner is. Don't just ignore what they're saying. Now, that's just dating, right? If you are married, it's even more paramount that you respect what your spouse is saying. For example, me personally, I don't have any friends of the opposite sex anymore. That's just something my wife and I came to an agreement about that we felt like we were comfortable with. The reason for that, frankly, aside from my one friend in high school, I've never really had a ton of friends that were girls. I always kind of hung out with dudes. And aside from dating girls, I didn't spend a lot of time with girls. That's just me. That's just how I rock. So for me, I don't desire to have any just like girls that are friends in my life. We have couple friends. We hang out with them in couple groups. But my wife and I have come to an agreement that we just don't have one-on-one friendships with the opposite sex. It doesn't mean I don't talk to girls. It doesn't mean that I don't say hey to them or ask how they're doing. It just means that I'm not hanging out one-on-one with anybody. That is something in your relationship you have to communicate and talk to about, and never assume that someone's okay with something that you have not communicated with them. Your relationship partner's perspective matters. Take it seriously. Number four, rolling quick here. Be vigilant about setting realistic boundaries. Set those boundaries. This should be the case with any relationship, dating, not dating, friendship, whatever. But an opposite sex friendship can get toxic and complex so quickly. Like without even blinking, it can just be weird without boundaries and honest communication. For example, if you have an opposite sex friendship, cool, that's awesome. Take the same precautions with that friend that you would with a relationship partner. So for example, if you're not comfortable being home alone with a relationship partner because you're afraid that you may fall into some sort of sin, don't do it with a friend. Don't do it with a friend. Be very wary and set boundaries around those things, because if you don't and you're just kind of playing loose and fast and you're not thinking about those types of things, it's going to go off the rails really quickly and you're not going to like the result that you get. I'm just being straight up with you. Be very vigilant about setting those boundaries. Last one, number five, avoid complexity and drama through honest communication. Avoid it just through being real, keeping it a buck. If you like someone, tell them. If you're attracted to someone, tell them. Don't be that guy or gal who's always looking for an angle to get in with somebody as far as dating or being involved in some sort of physical way. Just be honest, okay? If you want to date them, just share that. If you want to take them on a date, just ask them. Don't be that friend that's hanging around for a long time and in some months time, you're going to tell them finally that you like them. Just be upfront. Don't be that person who drags drama and complexity into what could have been a really solid friendship. So I hope those five helped you out. As we navigate relationships, we should always, though, and operate in light of the most important relationship we will ever have, and that's our relationship with Jesus Christ, the one who lived, died and resurrected for us and has provided us eternal life. So I hope this episode helped you guys out a ton. If it did, leave a rating, leave a review. Helps this podcast out a ton as well. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.